This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. It is Tuesday, 70 right now. Very nice. Low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow we're going to get up to 78. It's going to get hot. Low of 60. Then Thursday back to a high of only 71. But great weather for April as we move along here. So tomorrow we're going to hear from President Trump. We're anticipating this call for a corporate tax rate of 15% is what he's going to be proposing. Let's talk about what that can mean. Katie McAuliffe with us. She's the Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform, also the Executive Director of Digital Liberty. Katie, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, is this the kind of tax reform you're hoping to hear from President Trump?
We are definitely hoping for a much lower corporate tax rate. I mean, 20%, 15% really gets us into that competitive rate with the rest of the world.
Yeah, and in terms of what we've seen Republicans in Congress do so far, do you think they're going to go along with this plan?
You know, I really hope so. I mean, going forward, you know, having that competitive rate is very important to get us, you know, on the same stage as the rest of the world so that we can have a competitive space for our businesses, both internationally and nationally.
Yeah. What's been the biggest holdup in tax reform? Why have we not seen anything so far?
You know, I think there's still a lot of discussions. But, you know, there are so many good things in the blueprint over the House Republican blueprint. I mean, looking at getting the rates to just three different brackets really simplifies everything for individuals and for small businesses. That would just be a major, major increase in growth that we'd be looking at.
Yeah. So is it just the Democrats that are going to oppose it, or do you think some Republicans have an issue, too?
You know, I couldn't say, but I really hope all of the Republicans stick together on this. And it would be really amazing if we could get something done on the health care, because, you know, getting rid of that $1.3 trillion in spending cuts mm-hmm. gives us a great spot to go forward. I mean, particularly getting rid of that carried interest deduction is huge for small business.
Katie McAuliffe with us. She's the Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform, also the Executive Director of Digital Liberty. What do you do at Digital Liberty?
So I pretty much handle all of the tech and telecom issues. Anything that touches the internet, if there's overregulation messing with your computer, I am there.
Yeah, okay. And so we've heard about this plan. Well, the Congress actually knocked down this rule that would have blocked our internet providers from collecting information about us and selling it. Should we be upset about that?
That you should be happy about. Actually, that whole story was completely overblown. None of it was true. This is the exact same internet that you used 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. No one has been given some broad license to sell all of your information off or every little detail about you. That's just not true.
So what do our internet providers do with our data that they have on us? What are they doing now?
So, I mean, if you're looking at advertising, the way any of it works for, say, an ISP or a website you use, a social media network, the way this is built is a user profile. So it's not any specifics of your web browsing history or who you are or what it is like you specifically, but they sell a profile of a type of person to advertise to. So, like, say, you sell frying pans. Well, of course, you're going to go to the Food Network to have a commercial. It's kind of the same idea.
Okay. Now, what about other details? I mean, in terms of our surfing history, things that people may not want out there. Do you think that could end up getting out there and being used to even embarrass people?
Not in this case. I mean, again, it's an anonymized profile. And when you're talking about your internet service provider, they actually don't know what you're looking at. In fact, over 70% of the internet uses HTTPS, which means so my service provider can see that I went to Amazon, but they can't see what I looked for on Amazon. Or they can see that I went to Google, but they don't really know what I looked for. They know I went to Facebook. They don't know what I was doing on Facebook.
So how is it that we'll see ads? I mean, sometimes I've noticed even if I go shopping for items, I'll then see those ads on different pages being advertised to me. How does that happen?
So that's usually by a cookie that follows you, or if you stay logged into a particular website. So say you're shopping on Amazon and then you log on to another, say, Amazon-affiliated website, something that you searched for that's maybe still in your shopping basket on Amazon will show up there. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things. If you clear your web browsing history or you go into some of your options for when you're using your social network or how your browser works, you can adjust your privacy settings.
Yeah, in fact, in the privacy settings, you can actually block cookies, right? Now, do you recommend that?
It depends on, do you want advertising that you want to see or do you want just random ads? No one's really going to advertise you to death, but it just depends on how much information do you want kind of moving around from website to website or across devices, across different contexts.
Okay.
Now, it's really about user preferences.
I'm curious because you say the providers, you know, they don't know who we are, but they do have the IP address related to any web activity, do they not?
So they're going to have your IP address, but the thing about IP addresses are they're linked to that one device or that one provider. So say, and most of us use multiple internet service providers in a day. Mm-hmm. My work internet, my phone, my iPad, you know, those are all different service providers. You connect at different service locations. You have different ISP addresses for your devices. So your actual internet service provider is less likely to know what you're doing across contexts, being across multiple devices, mm-hmm. versus a website that you log into on all of your devices at all locations.
Yeah. What do you view as the biggest intrusion on our privacy when it comes to our internet activities right now, then?
Well, actually, that would be electronic communications privacy reform. We need a warrant requirement for law enforcement to read our email.
Okay.
But that's a completely different issue. Huh.
What do you mean? So is there a problem with that, requiring a warrant to read our email? Or?
Yeah, actually, so there's legislation. It was the Email Privacy Act. It's already passed out of the House, and it's been sent over to the Senate. It's not really being considered right now, mm-hmm. but that would require that law enforcement get a warrant before asking our email service provider to allow them to read our email. Oh,
and currently, they do not need to have a warrant. And that, you're saying, is that it?
Right.
Okay.
They don't need to have a warrant, but most, and basically all, of your email providers or anyone else would push back against that and tell all of the law enforcement that, no, you do need to get a warrant. But we just like to see that in law, make it very clear that, yeah, you do need a warrant to read my email.
Now, do you use it? Because a lot of these free email services, even Gmail, of course, they're not necessarily obligated to keep your information private, right? It's something they can do, but not necessarily. So do you trust these services yourself?
Well, you know, they do need to keep your information private because they do have user agreements with you, and any kind of gross violation of privacy or violation of their user agreement, particularly in the commercial space, we can take action against them via the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, mm-hmm. state attorneys general. There are lots of things that we can do if a company is abusive of our privacy online.
Katie McAuliffe, she's a federal affairs manager at Americans for Tax Reform and also executive director of Digital Liberty. Katie, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.